I'm going to steal a line that Kim put on, or my daughter Kim, some of you know her, put on Facebook right after the situation happened. She had said, life can change in an instant and it'll never be the same, which has been very true. On Mother's Day of this year, I received a call that is a mother's worst nightmare. My daughter Shannon was found on the side of the road, unconscious, tremendous head trauma. And someone saw her, called 911, they medevaced her to Fresno and to a trauma unit there. She was in a coma. They had to remove part of her skull to release the brain, you know, the pressure on the brain. So that's what happened. We got the call, threw stuff in a suitcase, took off for Fresno, and it's just been almost 2 months, and it's just been a real rocky road, but with God's help, it's brought me closer to God. It's brought me to my knees. I've been in the Word more. I've just been just calling on Him. And just to give you a background, Shannon is married for 12 years. He has been the first and person of interest in this that may have caused this. We still are not, I'm sure in my heart that he did it, but they, it has not been proven. They can't prove it. And it's, I just, one of my prayers is that the person that is responsible be brought to justice, so I can have closure with that. And so that's one of my important prayer requests. And so he's, during their whole time, almost out their whole time, he's been abusive to her. It's been up and down. She's moved out. They were separated when this happened, and they've been separated many times. She's tried to get away from him, but he threatens her, and she comes back, or he promises to stop drinking. He's an alcoholic. So it's been a terrible situation for her. And so we were up there in Fresno for a month while she was in ICU, moved out of ICU. And Satan was working every day trying to beat us down, discourage us. There was even a time that I was so angry at God, and I was just like saying, why are you doing this? And I don't even want to talk to you anymore. And I was just struggling with it. And I asked for prayer, and he came to my rescue. And of course, let me know he was there with me every step of the way. He has been, and I know he will be. My daughter's still in a coma, and we don't know the outcome, but we just pray. She's showing progress. She's showing little tiny steps, and I'm very encouraged by it, and I know God is working there, and I'm just praying for healing and a miraculous healing. I want this to be a mighty testimony and witness to the glory of God, and I know He has done so much for us during this time. I just praise Him for everything He has done, and I'm thanking Him in advance for everything He's going to do in this whole situation. But we finally, on June 12th, the hospital let me take her, which is unusual because she's married. But because of his behavior, him being a person of interest, coming to the hospital drunk and just, you know, being really terrible to the nurses and people working there, they gave her to me. But he did come in on June 12th trying to claim her, saying, she's my wife, here's our marriage certificate, telling me I had no rights. And the social workers were kind of leaning towards that, saying, okay, he's behaving, he's not drunk, he's her husband. And I just broke down and I said, you mean you may give my daughter to the person that could have done this to her? I went in her room, I was sobbing, and God was good again. He brought somebody at the right time walking down the hall that heard part of this, saw me go in the room. He came in with this other woman, and he says, can I ask what's going on? Can you tell me? And he happened to be the director of all the social workers. And I know God put him there at that time. And I told him that. I told him the story and everything. And then he looked at Shannon. He looked at me and he says, I'm a dad and I'm looking at this as a dad. I'm going to go to our legal department, our risk department, our ethics department, and I will get back to you. So that afternoon he came in. He says, you have the right. You take her. We'll call an ambulance right now. We can move her. And I said, what are you going to tell her husband, Jim? And he says, that she's been discharged. And I said, and I says, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
And he says, our legal department is ready and willing to go to court and fight him because we are that adamant about her safety and her care. And so they call the ambulance, they put her in. But the only bad part about that, I mean, God does work in different ways. They moved her to Sun Valley, out where, if you know where that is, out by, in the San Fernando Valley, in not a very good area. And we had asked the social workers, can you please just try one more place in Orange County? And they said, oh no, she has to go there, she's been approved. So we said, okay, we have no choice. We moved her to Sun Valley, and she was there 3 days. And that's when I probably almost had a nervous breakdown because that place was awful. I mean, they didn't care for the people. It was just a really terrible place. So Larry started working on getting her to Orange County. We paid for the transport because, they would only move her once. So we got her in a place in Costa Mesa, which is a wonderful facility. They're taking such good care of her. She is showing progress, like I said, and I'm just praising God every day for what he's done and is doing. And during this whole time, Philippians 4:13 has been my life verse. You know, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me, and he strengthens me every day, or I could not get through this. I could not do this at all. And, you know, Jim he's trying to take charge of her again, but we have filed for conservatorship, so, and we won the first round, so that's another praise. But Shannon is a believer, which is, she was baptized with Saddleback Church in the 90s. I'm trying to find out from them exactly when, but they won't call me back. But she was baptized at the beach with them, and so she is saved, which is another blessing, because I would be really devastated if she wasn't and something happened. And like I said, this has just brought me so much closer to God, and he is stretching me, or I would not be up here. I could not be up here if he wasn't stretching me, because I don't do this. I do not do this. And another thing, he does have a sense of humor, because at the facility she's in, I offered to volunteer while I'm there, because I'm there every day with her. I'm there every day. And I said, how can I help? Can I volunteer? And they said, yes, we want you to lead our Bible study for the residents. And I said, no. So God really has a sense of humor in this, and is stretching me. And with Suzette's help, I will be able to do that. And a lot of prayer. And, you know, I just want continued prayer for her and for this whole thing. And prayer for Kim, my daughter. She was such a blessing. She lives up in San Francisco, and she's very, very close with Shannon, and this has really been hard on her. But she came down to Fresno 4 times in the month we were there, and it was so comforting for us and for her. And I just want prayer for her also. And last but not least, my part, if you or you know anyone, if you're in a relationship, an abusive relationship, or you know anyone that is, if it's unhealthy, it's, please get out or tell them to get out. I wish Shannon had. And that's all I want to say.
Wow. For all you know me, Scott asked that I make this short and brief, and I agree. And before I go any further, I just want to say as a father, I cannot feel what Rolaine is feeling. And as a parent, your parents, okay, your folks, the hardest thing besides your dad is your mom who gave birth. And I will never, ever, 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 ever have that feeling. And that doesn't mean that I don't care for my daughter. So I'm not trying to be a martyr. But you know what? God has blessed us with so many awesome things during these most difficult times. I'd like to share a few of these blessings with all of you, because as you can imagine, the trying times, depression, and just anger. We were in Fresno for a month, and you can imagine housing in Fresno or any place for a month would have been absolutely incredible. Well, God brought us to a place called Terry's House, similar to Ronald McDonald, which is subsidized by the hospital up there, actually built by the trauma surgeons at Fresno Community Hospital. They have 17,000 square feet, 22 apartments, a kitchen that you cook, a free laundry, a library, a reflection room, and you know what? It costs $30 a night. And if you can't afford it, they will fund it. The people there are believers, and they are part of our support staff. That is just part of it. I don't know if any of you here have cell phones, but I'm really not too smart about them. And we have a phone plan that we have 1,000 minutes a month for three people, which is no big thing. But you can imagine during this time, Rolaine, myself, and Kim are on the plan. We were not off our cell phones. And all of a sudden, we wake up and we go, well, we're going to get a heck of a bill. But you know what? Money is not an important factor, but it's our daughter's recovery. So we're out to lunch. We're coming back from lunch. I literally kidnapped Rolaine and took her out to get her away. And there is a T-Mobile store. And I go, and I'm making a left turn. Rolaine says, that's a good idea. We walk in there. Rolaine explains, and she gives the guy the phone number, and he looks at it, and he says, wow. He said, if you would have come in 3 days later, I can't do what I'm going to do. Your bill is over $700, over and above what the normal bill is. However, I can make it retroactive to the first of the month, wipe out that $700+, give you a new phone plan, and you are now on unlimited calling. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, being that I work for the government, I'm retired, and I'm going, that is awesome. Well, the young guy that did it, I got his card, and I got his boss's card. A week later, my phone rings. He's on the phone. He says, by the way, I want to let you know that your bill is zero. He actually followed up on customer service to let us know. I sent a complimentary letter to his boss, and the manager goes, very few people say we do nice things. Most. So, you know, that's incredible. One of the incredible situations that arose were the people that we came in contact with. I want to go to the trauma surgeon, down to the people who just picked up the trash, to maybe all the people that we have dealt with in the hospital, at Terry's house, in the subacute where Shannon is now, have been absolutely incredible. There are new there, God put them in our lives. We were able to find believers and actually minister to non-believers, where we pray every night and continuously for Shannon. People in Fresno, a couple of the nurses said, could we pray with you? So where else but during a time could you get that kind of support? The other family, our church family, and by the way, our extended families, our blood families have been incredible, okay? But our church family, there's two people that stand out among many. For Rolaine, it's Suzette. She was her pillar of strength. Tears, hysteria, anger. I can't handle it. Why is it happening? Call Suzette. Suzette is a minor prayer warrior. And for all you know, that lady can pray like nobody else. And she sat on the phone with tears, and Rolaine got off the phone, had a big smile. Praise God for Suzette. It was incredible. No phone call was too small. I'm not trying to put Suzette on a pedestal, but I'm saying that because of her, Rolaine is not in a nut house. Okay? Now, for me, you all know that I'm not playing with a full deck at times, but, and it's been proven. But you know what? Pastor Steve has been my pillar of support. I have, and there's been other people that I have called and supported me. Paul, you know, Godet, the Godets, and other people. But you know what? Pastor Steve, no matter what was going on, hey, Pastor Steve, we need a prayer. And, I need something. I need some help, okay? I can't. And he would be on the phone, and he'd start praying. And Rolaine would be emotionally distraught. I'd hold the phone up, and she'd be listening to Pastor Steve, okay? So it's able, phenomenal. The other thing was, I communicated with a few people, praise God, that were able to share it with a lot of people and give some people an idea of what was going on. I apologize if some people did not know totally, but it was impossible. So I was very fortunate there. Lastly, I know that Rolaine mentioned about the conservatorship. What the conservatorship basically, she mentioned that we won our temporary conservatorship, and that on July 31st, we're going in for the final, and we need your prayer. What we need your prayer is that, I want to explain just a little bit real quick. It can be contested by people to the courts because it's for a hearing. However, whatever the contesting is, Rolaine and I am on the co-conservator, will not lose what the court rewarded us temporarily. What will happen is it will delay it for maybe a trial 6 months down the line in front of a judge. We won't lose custody with Shannon. What may be exciting, if it does go that way, Shannon could be appearing at the hearing. You know? So let's pray that she could wake up. So in closing, I thank you all. Well, that's the last part. The last story that I want to share, Steve Beninato, who's a gentleman in the church who some people know, is incredible. He had a friend whose daughter was in a coma for 226 days, if you all remember the story. She spoke at the women's breakfast, Julie did. Well, Julie came to the women's breakfast. That's why Rolaine's here, because I can screw and I can mess a lot up. But so she came into the women's breakfast and she walked in. Steve Beninato, in early up in when we were in ICU, drove 5 hours to the hospital, had no idea where the hospital was, where we were in this incredible facility. Trauma center, burn center, one of the largest in the state, and also an emergency, and he found us. And the most important part, it's called DNA Do Not Announce. That means that if you would have called looking for my daughter, you couldn't find her because of she was a victim of a vicious crime. She was not on any listing. And it was a secure situation. You needed a password to go into the ICU to see her. Steve Bettinato walked in. Rolaine all of a sudden calls me and says, Steve Bettinato's here in the waiting room. I said, Steve Bettinato is in the... She said, yes. He came and he prayed over Shannon. Spent the night with us, came back the next day. He was so adamant in finding her, he had a whole case of water in a sleeping bag in his car, so if he didn't find her, honest to Pete, he was going to camp out. Now, who else but the man, but could God have led Steve to some place that would have been totally impossible for even us to, you know, somebody familiar with it? And I close it with Steve because I say God is awesome. His plan is fantastic. Whatever it is, every morning I pray, God, thank you for what you haven't blessed and bestowed upon our family. And it's all in your hands. I thank you guys and thank you for letting us share. God bless you all.